I'm Raymond Neupert, Wisconsin Radio Network, and today I'm speaking with Dick Nepinski from the Experimental Aircraft Association, and we're talking today about AirVenture, which recently ended. The air show itself is over, Dick, but I guess the question I have is, where does EAA fit in the rest of the year, and how does AirVenture help with that?
It's interesting because as America celebrates its 250th anniversary, aviation has been a part of it for about half of that period, more than 120 years now. And aviation has completely changed how we look at the world, how we travel, how we get to visit friends and relatives. And all of those aviation innovations have come from a single idea or progress that has moved forward. And what EAA and AirVenture does is introduce people to this is that world. This is that technology. So if you love aviation, if you love history, if you love technology, heck, if you like the people watch, AirVenture is a place to do that. And the world literally comes to Oshkosh and Wisconsin every single year to celebrate that world of flight and how it has changed the world and how we look at travel and the perspective of the place we live that's changed in the past century or to 125 years.
Do you see this as a more of a living legacy or as a history or a showcase, or is it kind of a conglomeration of all of those?
Yeah, one interesting thing about AirVenture is it pays tribute to everything that's come before, the legacy of aviation, going back to the Wright brothers and Lindbergh and the World War II era and the early space age Apollo and so forth. And all of that is important to build where we are today, but yet AirVenture also looks ahead. What's next? What's the technology? Where are we going, whether that's with airliners or electric-powered aircraft or autonomous landing aircraft? What's out there on the horizon? And it's so important to look at that and say where we've been has developed into where we're going, and we can see that all in one place at AirVenture and celebrate that as well.
I think one of the best examples of that living history that I've seen personally is there's a museum on Long Island called the Cradle of Aviation Museum. And at that museum, they have one of the actual lunar excursion modules from Apollo that should have gone on to the moon, but they canceled the Apollo program and it stayed with Northrop Grumman. And when NASA asked for the LEM so that they could put it in the Smithsonian, Northrop Grumman told them, come and get it.
And they haven't yet. And
they haven't yet.
Yeah, boy, you left LEM too, and you went, you trusted that to land on the moon, huh? Okay, that's fine. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I always love the Alan Shepard line when they asked him back in the 60s, you know, what were you thinking of in the final minutes before you blasted off on the first space flight by an American? He said, that this was built by the lowest bidder. And, you know, uh-huh. So I found that was always a great line, you know. And the other line he says, you know, he said a small prayer, dear Lord, please don't let me F this up.
And I think that's a great reminder that the history of aviation has been built on very colorful individuals in its entirety. Dick Nepinski from EAA, the Experimental Aircraft Association, AirVenture Oshkosh just wrapped up last week. And we'll be getting more information about turnout and how it went in the near future. I'm Raymond Neupert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.